There's nowhere to run at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits for you. Hey, you want to get a raise? All right, here's the key to getting a big raise. Go work somewhere else. A study found people who switched jobs made 4.5% more than the year before. I got news for you. It's true. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Local News and Timeless Hits. WRJN. We're seeking notion.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A powerful rainstorm is set to soak Southern California, and evacuation warnings and orders have gone out to people in areas devastated by last month's wildfires.
The big concern is if something gets started right below and there's no time to respond.
Correspondent Carter Evans is in L.A.
In the Pacific Palisades area, they're forecasting around 3 inches of rain, and it wouldn't even take that much to start a mudslide or a debris flow. I'm looking at water flowing down the streets and the gutters right now. They've put absorbent material around the burned homes to try and keep that debris from coming into these streams and the gutters. But you know it's going to get a lot worse later.
Heavy snow and ice still an issue in the Midwest and the East. Bone-chilling cold is, too. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Looks like the polar vortex is opening up once again, too, and bitter cold air is pouring down out of Canada straight on into the northern Rockies, northern plains, and central plains as well. Temperatures will be down to minus 20 to minus 30 actual readings, and we could have wind chill readings as low as minus 40 to minus 50.
The Coast Guard says two crew members ejected from a Navy jet on a training mission before it crashed off the San Diego coast. Harbor Police Lieutenant Daniel Moen says a sports fishing boat rushed in for the rescue.
We did find some Good Samaritans had recovered two pilots from the water. We assisted those Good Samaritans getting to our police docks right over here, brought them up to our parking lot. They got connected with medical care that they needed.
Cause of the crash is under investigation. New details on a suspected car attack in Germany today. CBS's Holly Williams.
They say that at least 28 people were injured, including some children, two people seriously, after a man drove his car into a crowd at a square near downtown Munich. The police say that they have now detained the driver, who they say is believed to be a 24-year-old asylum seeker from Afghanistan.
Hamas says it will release three Israeli hostages on Saturday as planned, resolving a dispute that threatened to collapse the Gaza ceasefire. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
Israel warned that if the hostages weren't freed, it would resume the war in Gaza. Hamas says it remains committed to the truce.
A warning about romance scams ahead of Valentine's Day. CBS's Michael Wallace.
FBI cybercrime special agent Joel Wolfley says con artists reach out to you on social media and over months profess their love for you, then tell you about some crisis that has come up and ask you to send them money.
These scammers get really, really good, and they have scripts.
Kate Kleinert fell for one.
I had been widowed for 12 years. It was nice talking to a man again.
Her scammer convinced her to send him $39,000.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Crews are working to clear the roads, but more might be piling up tomorrow. As we dig out of between 4 and 7 inches, the National Weather Service says it'll turn cold today, then a few more inches will come down Friday night into Saturday. Most parking restrictions are set to expire today, except in Kenosha, where they currently continue until tomorrow. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Through our partnership with the Racine County Eye, high school sports are covered. Listen to coverage with the WRJN Game of the Week, then read about the recap and go deeper with the teams online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The city of Racine is currently hiring lifeguards. They're looking to staff up North Beach and Zoo Beach for the summer. It's a starting pay of around $20 an hour. There's more about how to apply on the City of Racine's website. A home-going service has been planned for Racine City Councilmember Molly Jones. She passed away last week. The service is scheduled for Saturday. The event will honor her contributions and legacy in the community. And Joanne Fabrics is closing 16 stores in Wisconsin, and Racine is one of them. It's part of a restructuring effort to address financial and inventory challenges. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103-101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brook Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So it's great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right play. You were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball. The Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL. The Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better, kind of get over the hump that we hit this year, and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. And we get today to scoop out. Tonight down to 3 above. And then by tomorrow afternoon, more snow rolling in. And that will continue tomorrow night into Saturday. Once again, several inches, 4 to 5 to 6 or more possible by the time it winds down on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Old people are creepy, right? Oh, I don't want to be old. It's creepy, isn't it? I talk to my parents on the computer all the time. We Skype, you know, so they can talk to my kids. That's what I'm going to become. It's a nightmare. They're there in their house all blinky and nervous and bad lighting. It's like watching a bad hostage video. It's so uncomfortable. My mother's blinking Morse code. Get me out of here. And she thinks the closer she gets to the camera, the better we can see her. So she puts her whole head up there. On our side, it's just this giant old eyeball on the monitor. The kids are crying because the Cyclops just ate their Grammy. They're a mess. I don't even let them watch my kids anymore. You put old people and kids together, who's watching who? Really, I took them all out to eat at the same time. It was a disaster. I had to treat them all the same. Zip them all up in their jackets for the ride. Give them all a juice box just to shut up. As soon as you open the door, they just scatter. My father going one way, the kids going the other way. Walk into the restaurants all filled with silverware and glasses. We're not going to need any of this. No. Jell-O all around. Everybody gets a Jell-O.
Lovely Beatles, Please Please Me, local news, timeless hit to WRJN, it's 8:10. All right, just in time for Valentine's Day, a survey figured out the jobs where people are most likely to fall in love and hook up with a coworker. Food service managers, most likely to fall in love at work. Artists, most likely to hook up. Lodging managers, most likely to date their bosses. And dental hygienists, most likely to be against office romances. All right. Radio, nothing. Nobody dates anybody in radio. We just play some music and go home. Take 10 at WRJN. Ah, I see Chubby Checker finally nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. These guys are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Zombies.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone is the time of the season for loving. What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
To show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy,
he rich. Is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
esteemed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts in then, without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we
local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Sunny today. All right, we can say it now. Sunny today with a high near 19. Clear tonight, lows 3. Snow possible with a high near 27 degrees tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 3 to 5 inches of snow. Snow and rain likely on Saturday with a high near 34. And cloudy with a slight chance of snow on Sunday. Highs near 20. Right now, we've got some sunshine. 14 degrees here at Radio Park. A survey found the most embarrassing things that can happen to you on Valentine's Day. These were the top three. Getting a gift from a coworker who has a thing for you. But I guess you don't have a thing back for them, huh? It never happened to me, by the way. Giving a gift to someone you're dating and not getting one back. And eating alone in a restaurant filled with couples. That happened in the movie The Lonely Guy with Steve Martin. Remember that film? He sits down and they start clearing away all the utensils and the plates from the person who sits across from him that's never going to be there, and everybody in the restaurant starts staring at him. A lonely guy. It's 8:18 at WRJN. Time for the Beats. And here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Super Bowl 59 set a record in ad sale revenues. According to Variety, Fox Corporation pulled in more than $800 million between all the Super Bowl viewing platforms. The asking price for ads was $7 million for 30 seconds, and that went up to $8 million as the game got closer. Fox reports that this is about $150 million more than 2023, the last time they covered the Super Bowl. The game was also the most watched and streamed Super Bowl ever, with over 14 million viewers watching the game on Tubi. Thank goodness Netflix had nothing to do with this broadcast. Presenters for this year's Oscar broadcast have been announced. In addition to last year's winners, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Emma Stone, and Davine Joy Randolph, 2025 presenters will also include Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Scarlett Johansson, Elle Fanning, John Lithgow, and Amy Poehler. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Conan O'Brien and takes place March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park.
zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Carl Carlton, Everlasting Love. Second of three versions of that song that were hits. Robert Knight had the first, Carl Carlton the second, and Gloria Estefan had a hit with that song, too. All right, here are three things germaphobes do that probably everyone should be doing. Holding your breath for a few seconds after someone sneezes. Huh, never thought about that one. Washing your hands after you pump gas. That one I always do. And using a paper towel to touch pretty much anything in a public bathroom. Yeah, I never touch anything there. I always get some paper towels to hold it. If there is none, I'd try to, in a fancy way, try to pull the door open. So I don't have to touch. It's like a soccer match in there. Nobody wants to touch anything with their hands. Day 26 of WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 19. Maybe some snow tomorrow night. Yeah, 3 to 5 inches. Looks like snow likely. A chance of rain, too, on Saturday. Chance of snow on Sunday. Right now it's sunny. It is 14 degrees right here at Radio Park. Ah, take a letter, Maria. Here's R.B. Greaves at WRJN.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. When a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
Maria, R.B. Greaves. It's 828 local news, timeless hits at WRG, and make it 829 now. You know, there are tons of useless things in your house, and they're probably only there because you're too disorganized and lazy to clean. Here we go. That ice cream carton that's almost empty and the refrigerator's been sitting there for quite a while. Anything in your freezer you don't recognize. The pile of plastic grocery bags under the sink. Your 2024 calendar. Even worse, your 2023, 2022, and 2021 calendars. Any cups or glasses you got free from a fast food restaurant, all the receipts in your wallet, stacks of old magazines you saved thinking you reread the article sometime and you never will, you know that, and expired coupons. They serve no purpose whatsoever. It's 8:30. Good morning at WRJN. Let's check local news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It ended up between 4 and 7 inches. The almost all-day snow yesterday will lead to a long cleanup today, with snow emergencies still in place impacting where you can park. Most of the restrictions will come to an end today. The city of Kenosha runs theirs through tomorrow. Temperatures will drop tonight before more snow Friday night. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. In just Racine, there are 88 miles of major roads. Clearing those off gets done first for those wondering when plows will make it to their neighborhoods.
The City of Racine Department of Public Works is trying to educate people about their process as complaints came in during the last snow event. After the main roads get cleared, crews turn their attention to the 172 miles of local streets. DPW says they've increased staffing and have been working around the clock. Homeowners and business owners are reminded to do their parts, clearing off sidewalks and fire hydrants. You can hear the games here. You can read all about them online. Through our partnership with the Racine County Eye, we've got high school sports covered. The most recent game heard here on the airwaves can be recapped online at racinecountyeye.com. And there's no better time to find lifeguards than with several inches of snow on the ground. The City of Racine is now hiring lifeguards for North Beach and Zoo Beach for the summer. The guards serve as the watchful eyes, ensuring safety. The application process is now open, with pay starting at around $20 an hour. There's more about how to save a life on the City of Racine's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. And we get today to scoop out. Tonight down to 3 above. And then by tomorrow afternoon, more snow rolling in. And that will continue tomorrow night into Saturday. Once again, several inches, 4 to 5 to 6 or more possible by the time it winds down on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Powerful, though, isn't it? It's changing the planet. The whole planet is being changed because of Facebook. And, you know, I would have been so much nicer to everyone in my life if I knew eventually they were all coming back. Hey, good to hear from you, Kenny. Sorry I left you in the woods that night. Glad you found your way out and grew up and stuff. Kids will be kids, huh? Imagine if it had been around throughout history, how many lives would have been saved? Look out, Lincoln. LOL.
I'm playing Angry Birds.
Colin Rosen.
I've told every little star. It's 834 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. A family in Wisconsin recently moved to a new neighborhood, and the first time they put their trash out, the bins magically showed up back at the top of their driveway the next morning. It kept happening. They found out there's a 75-year-old retired guy that does it for everyone in the neighborhood, just to be nice. Does he have a relative, where I live? That would be kind of nice, huh? Here's Dusty Springfield at WRJN. I only want to be with you.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
Happened.
Clark, my love. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's 840. Looking for sunshine today in the forecast. Highs near 19. A clear night tonight. Lows around 3. Snow possible tomorrow with a high near 27. Tomorrow night, maybe 3 to 5 inches of snow. Snow and rain likely on Saturday with a high near 34. And looks like clouds, a slight chance of snow on Sunday with a high near 20. Kind of messy, huh? Right now, though, it's nice. Sunny, 14 degrees here at Radio Park. Are you health conscious? Do you know that sugar is dumped in foods where you least expect it? Even in healthy foods? For example, a chocolate glazed donut has less sugar in it than fruit yogurt, an energy bar, a glass of orange juice, applesauce, tomato soup, that one surprised me, and dried cranberries. Well, that's okay. I'll have the glazed chocolate donut. That sounds good, doesn't it? I didn't want that dried fruit anyway. It's 8:41, local news, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN. Got the White Plains for you right now. Here's my baby loves loving at WRJN.
My baby loves, my baby loves loving. She's got what it takes and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves loving. She's got what it takes and she knows how to use it. I was lonely once in this great big world. Just a nowhere man without a stir. Till that lucky day when she came. Say your baby love, your
Linda Ronstadt, You're No Good, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. 8:47 on your Thursday morning. We've got a sunshiny day on tap today with a high near 19. Right now, it's sunny and 14 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, this is interesting. If you could see one statistic about yourself, what would it be? Some of the favorite ones we heard were the number of times you've been right and wrong in arguments. I know that. How many people actually love you? And the number of people who imagine having relationships with you. Would you like to know that? I just want to know how many people are going to show up at my funeral. That's the one I want to know, but I want to know it now so I can get even while I'm alive. Here come the Beach Boys. Dance, dance, dance at WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
John Sebastian, Love and Spoonful there, Summer of the City. 8:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So this 52-year-old guy used to spend a lot of time hunting for stuff with his metal detector, but gave up when he started the family. Well, he recently got tired of his family, I guess. Got back into it a decade later. He used a brand new metal detector he just bought. 15 minutes after he bought it, he found a 13th century gold coin worth, get this, $875,000. Whoa! It's 8:53, local news, timeless hits with the Supremes, I Hear a Symphony.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love.
I Hear a Symphony, 8:56, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine all day today with a high near 19, clear lows 3 tonight. Snow possible tomorrow with a high near 27, 3 to 5 inches possible Friday night. Snow and rain likely on Saturday with a high near 34, cloudy slight chance of snow and a high near 20 on Sunday. Right now it's sunny, 14 degrees right here at Radio Park. I'll try any health hack that can help me lose weight with little to no effort. And this one, well, this one sounds pretty good. All right. A study at the University of Chicago found you might be able to lose weight by just sleeping more. All right. Researchers tracked how many hours people slept a night and compared it to what they ate. And when people got a full 8 hours of sleep, they consumed 270 fewer calories in a day. For some people, it was 500 calories, some 270. 270 calories is a lot, by the way. So if you make it a habit, they say cutting that many calories could help you lose 26 pounds in 3 years or 9 pounds a year just by sleeping more. Finally, great way to lose weight, just sleep more. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early. And we have some more tickets to give away tomorrow to the Happy Together Tour coming to State Fair on August 10th. The tour will include the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Cowsills. Wow, what a show. You can win a pair of tickets tomorrow morning right here at WRJN. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus and his Wax Museum at 2 o'clock. It's Kurt Vollman at 6 o'clock tonight. We've got, what's his face? Yeah, the guy who runs this place. Chris Morrow. The boss. It's 8:57. Good morning at WRJN. Be safe out there. Clean the windshield and the back windows of your car before you travel, all right? Baby, now that I've found you and the foundations.
Baby, now that I found you, I can't let you go.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Heavy rains have triggered evacuation orders and warnings in parts of Los Angeles devastated by last month's deadly wildfires. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Altadena.
This is the biggest, most developed system for Southern California this season, and we'll be having the highest impacts later on this afternoon through tonight. And when it comes through, we might even see some thunderstorms. And it's not so much how much rain we'll get, it's the rain rates. And when we get them over an inch an hour, that's when these hillsides are going to start to slide. We have a moderate risk.